Juneau area residents have long had their legislative delegation to themselves. That will change for two of Juneau's three lawmakers next year under the state's newly revised legislative boundaries. Representative Beth Curtula and Senator Dennis Egan's new districts will include Petersburg, Skagway, Gustavus, Excursion Inlet, Kuprnoff, and Tenneke Springs. While she looks forward to the change, Curtula says there will be a learning curve, and she's been preparing.
Last year, I watched the entire budget process for Petersburg, Skagway, Gustavus, Tenneke, and watched the projects, watched what you guys were requesting, watched it go through, and started talking to the people who represent you.
Curtula and Egan say they plan to visit Petersburg early this fall to talk with future constituents and the city council. Egan says his office has also been kept up to speed by staff for Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who currently represents Petersburg. He says he's also familiar with the community's issues through his previous involvement with the Southeast Conference and as chair of the Alaska Conference of Mayors. Egan says he's excited about representing more communities in the legislature. One of his priorities for next session is restoring the option for new public employees to choose a pension-style retirement plan.
What it does is it allows people that want to stay here, raise their families, pay property taxes, things like that, to stay in Alaska and retire.
Rising retirement liabilities prompted the state to close its pension plan to new employees in 2005. Instead, they contribute to a 401k-style investment account to save for their retirement. Egan's measure, which he's proposed in the past, would allow employees to choose which plan they want. He says it would be revenue neutral. Curtula says one of her priorities is dealing with education funding around the state. She says lawmakers took a step forward in funding for pre-kindergarten programs last session.
With a program called Parents as Teachers, bringing in parents voluntarily to learn a lot about how children learn. Very successful pilot program in Anchorage, and we got the funding through, and then the governor cut it. So it's an area that I want to go back to. I'm really concerned about, the high school dropout rate in Alaska, the fact that we are really lagging behind. I mean, actually, we're number 50 in kids that go to college and then kids that finish. And I don't like those statistics at all.
Curtula says the ferry system is another concern.
Being sure that we have adequate methods in and out of Southeast Alaska in particular, it's kind of an eternal argument with the rest of the state. They tend to view it as roads and pavements, and so we continually have to explain, no, this is our highway system. This is how we get from point A to point B and how critical it is to continue with the new ferries.
Both Curtula and Egan were also outspoken advocates for the Citizens Initiative to reinstate Alaska's coastal management program. With its failure in the state primary, Curtula expects that will be another issue she'll be working on in the House. As a Democrat, Curtula currently serves as minority leader and would be happy to continue in that post, but she's also interested in forming a bipartisan coalition.
I'm always open to organization. I am not a bitter partisan. I like to work on issues. I grew up that way. My dad started the first coalition in the legislature. He was Speaker of the House going back a ways, but his was a coalition with Republicans and Democrats together. So, the Senate organized that way. We'll see. It just does depend on who all gets elected and what seats.
While the state House has operated along party lines, the Senate has taken a different approach in recent years. All the Senate's Democrats and a majority of the Republicans created the bipartisan working group that resulted in cooperation and shared leadership posts between the two parties. Whether that coalition continues next year will, again, depend on the election. Egan hopes it does continue.
We're a new state, and we have to work together to solve the issues that affect all of us, especially here in Southeast Alaska, because the rail belt is getting so large now. I mean, we have to stick together, and I think that the bipartisan working group, the 10 Democrats and 6 Republicans that made that up, understood the issue of rural versus urban and spread it out. And I hope it continues, because I think it'll be bad news for the rest of the state if we, have two bodies that are partisan.
This past session, the Senate was evenly split among Democrats and Republicans. If the Republicans have the majority next year, Egan's still willing to caucus with them.
I get parochial sometimes, but it's about saving Southeast Alaska and giving our region and rural Alaska a voice.
Egan and his Republican colleague Bert Stedman were the two Southeast senators on the Finance Committee last session. Egan hopes to serve on that committee again next year.
Of course, finance is the big one, and there has to be more than one senator, I think, from Southeast Alaska. And Bert and I work really well together, and we are very cognizant of the issues that are affecting rural Alaska.
Egan says he also works well with Angoon Senator Albert Kukesh. Redistricting pitted Kukesh and Stedman, both longtime incumbents, against one another. Egan says he likes both lawmakers, so he's torn about the race. Kurtula has supported Kukesh, but she thinks she'll be able to work well with either candidate.
Yeah, it is hard. I respect them both, but I am a Democrat. Have supported Senator Kukesh. I think Senator Stedman understands that. And when the gavel comes down, in my opinion, and I've always done this, the campaigning stops. You know, you focus on what's best for Alaska and you lay down the campaigning. Some people don't get that, but most of us do.
As for their own campaigns, Kurtula is running unopposed and Egan didn't have to run this year. The new legislative session convenes on January 15th. While the new legislative boundaries are in place for now, they could change again before the 2014 elections, with still unresolved legal challenges and elections deadlines approaching. Earlier this year, the Alaska Supreme Court approved the new map only for the interim. The court still has to rule on the long-term plan. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.